Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. With real feels expected to be near or above triple digits in coming days, it's time we all make a plan to keep cool. Governor Hochul suggests we all learn the signs of heat illness, especially if you or a family member might be vulnerable.
Given the cooler weather we've had lately, this is going to be a real shock to the system. So we're facing 4 to 5 straight days of blistering hot heat. That's why preparation, communication, and other precautions can save lives.
People over age 60 with health conditions like heart disease are more likely to suffer complications from extreme heat. More on the symptoms of heat stroke and other tips to weather the heat can be found on the State Health Department's Extreme Heat Advice page. Now, don't forget about your pets, too, when the extreme heat warning is in effect. Give them plenty of water and limit outdoor activities. And here in the five boroughs, there's already a plan in place to activate cooling centers citywide with more partners this year and even some pet-friendly locations. The city's online cool options map has been given a new look that is more user-friendly, they tell us. Now, Mayor Adams has a request for New Yorkers as this heat bears down. Keep tabs on your friends and relatives who are more likely to suffer heat stroke in weather like this.
We're expecting a heat advisory that's going to take place. We're going to be, if not going over 100 degrees, we're going to come close to it. So check on our loved ones, our family members, particularly our older adults.
Especially anyone with health issues, he says the city will activate its network of cooling centers during the heat wave, making comfortable indoor spaces available for anyone who needs some help beating the heat. Primary day arrives right in the middle of this heat wave, but Governor Hochul says it's not too late to make other arrangements to cast your ballot so you can avoid the scorching temps.
He wants people to get out and vote. But guess what? It's going to be over 100 degrees on that day. So you don't have to stand in line in the sweltering heat on that day to cast your vote. That's why voting early is such an incredibly important option this year. Or request an early mail ballot at your local county office.
And the governor signed a new law yesterday, rolling back a rule that banned the distribution of food and water to voters waiting online at polling sites. Now, as the weather heats up, so does the contest for mayor with the primary now just 3 days away. Polls show former Governor Andrew Cuomo holding on to his lead in the race for the Democratic nomination. Queen State Assemblyman Zoran Mamdani is closing in, but still in second place. Early voting ends tomorrow here in the city and statewide. Polls are open until 5 this afternoon, then from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. No more putting the pedal to the metal if you rent an electronic city bike. The rented e-bikes are now limited to a maximum speed of 15 miles an hour after City Hall leaned on Lyft, which runs the city bike program. A sternly worded letter sent to Lyft from Deputy Mayor Randy Mastro claimed speeding e-bikes have become a public safety issue in the city, with 9 deaths reported since 2021. And over 1,100 injuries. Now, previously, the top speed for electronic city bikes was 18 miles an hour. Lyft had wanted to install speedometers on the rented e-bikes and let riders control their own speed with the 15-mile-an-hour limit, but that didn't go over so well with City Hall. Well, an honor on Long Island this morning for a 9/11 hero. The town of Hempstead renamed a local street after the late firefighter George Triptree of Baldwin. 1010 Wins spoke with Hempstead Town Councilwoman Laura Ryder about Triptree's sacrifices after the terror attacks.
He responded to 9/11 in a search and recovery rescue, and he did many 30-day details, and I can't even comprehend the impact that that had on his life.
The firefighter died in 2022 of a 9/11 related illness. His name now displayed on a street sign in his hometown of Baldwin at Parkview Place and Fairview Avenue. The FDNY took part in the ceremony this morning, including the Emerald Society Pipes and Drums. A Triptree is a well-known name in the FDNY, with some 20 members of the extended family having served, including five of George Triptree's brothers. A police to the rescue yesterday on Long Island, not for a human, but for a kitten spotted right in the middle of the LIE. Nassau police say a highway patrol officer was driving near New Hyde Park Road Friday afternoon when he spotted the little abandoned baby cat. The patrolman then activated his emergency lights, stopped traffic, retrieved the kitten. Officials say the little cat was unharmed, taken to the town of Hempstead Animal Shelter for assessment. Well, the NYPD has released security camera footage of five suspects after a beatdown in Queens earlier this month. Police say the five beat up another man on Roosevelt Avenue in Jackson Heights after an argument. Video shows them surrounding the 36-year-old victim, then punching and kicking him and taking turns beating him with a wooden stick. He has some serious injuries but is now hospitalized in stable condition. Anyone with a tip about the crime or the whereabouts of the five suspects is asked to contact Crime Stoppers. You can see that footage of the suspects at 1010wins.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.